Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Tougher testing rules if you're traveling internationally. We'll tell you what you'll need to have before coming back to the U.S. coming up.
And many Americans rushing to get vaccinated or get their booster, the chances to get shots into arms here in the Bay Area.
Plus, the positive results for a mix and match approach in getting your COVID booster shots.
And the difficult decision for a popular South Bay restaurant after COVID restrictions take a toll on business.
And good morning. It is Monday, December 6th. I'm Maria Sid Medina in for Amanda.
And Ellen Keys, good morning to you. So glad to have you with us on this Monday morning, Maria.
Yeah,
good to
see
you. I haven't seen her in real life in like 2 years.
I haven't seen you in real life in 2 years. I was like, oh, does he exist? He exists.
I'm a real person. And that fog is real this morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we are dealing with dense fog this morning. So watch out for that if you are about to hit the roadways. I want to talk about the locations really dealing with that thick fog, with dense fog advisories in effect, highlighted in gray. So looking at the North Bay Interior Valleys and East Bay Interior Valleys in effect until 10 a.m. So the visibility a quarter mile or less. So checking current visibility out there. Really for the North Bay, looking at half mile Santa Rosa, quarter mile Petaluma. Check out Concord, Livermore, a half mile this morning. The South Bay, you're looking at 2.5. Hayward, down to a quarter mile. Thick fog for you, and at SFO and Oakland, 2 miles for the visibility. So really looking at a gray start to our day, those clouds and that dense fog, and it's going to be a cool day with mostly cloudy skies. Highs only in the upper 50s to low 60s all across the Bay Area. So let's walk you through what to expect. Now, tracking a weak weather system that will bring a few showers for us as we head through late tonight. Now, for the day, again, cool and cloudy. Here we are in the afternoon. As we look to this evening, a few showers for the North Bay. This is at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m., some light scattered showers. We'll talk more about this coming up in just a few minutes. Back to you.
Thank you, Mary. Starting today, international travelers will face tougher testing requirements coming into the U.S.
KBX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live from SFO with what travelers will need to follow. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Yeah, good morning, Maria Len. If this goes into effect for international travelers coming into the U.S., so here at SFO, before you come through here, you are going to need a negative COVID-19 test within 24 hours before your flight here. That's regardless of your vaccination status and regardless of your nationality. Before today, you had to be tested within 3 days. So this change was announced by President Biden last week as cases of the Omicron variant have been detected here in the U.S. This rule is also part of his plan to help control the spread of COVID as we head into the winter months. Now, cases are rising here in the U.S. We're averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 cases per day in the U.S. And as travelers start looking for options for where to get tested so close to their flight, some say this is an inconvenience, but it's not changing their plans.
Definitely another challenge that's coming up in the way for travelers.
It's adding a lot more stress, I mean, especially for you know, who's traveling for business like me.
Family's family, so sometimes you just got to be there. So you have to make those expenses.
Now, as a reminder, these masks are still going to be needed. The federal mask mandate in places like airports and in public transportation like airplanes has been extended till around mid-March of next year. For now, live from SFO, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Things always changing, hard to keep up sometimes. Thank you so much, Jocelyn.
And the UK is putting a new COVID rule into effect for inbound travelers. Starting tomorrow, passengers heading to the UK must take a COVID test within 48 hours of departure. This applies to everyone over the age of 12, regardless of vaccination status. The UK's Health Security Agency says so far it has recorded 160 cases of the Omicron variant.
And encouraging news from Dr. Fauci this morning about early reports on the Omicron variant.
Thus far, it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to it, but we really got to be careful before we make any determinations that it is less severe or really doesn't cause any severe illness comparable to Delta.
And Dr. Fauci added the Biden administration is considering lifting travel restrictions against non-citizens entering the U.S. from several African countries. Those countries would still need to follow the new testing rules, though.
Now that the Omicron variant is here and spreading, a lot of people are rushing to Bay Area clinics to get their vaccine or get a booster shot. We found long lines of cars at San Mateo's event center over the weekend. People say they were willing to wait. They say it was important to get protected against COVID, especially with the holidays approaching.
think it's important so we can move forward. I've looked at the data myself. I feel pretty confident on this in terms of the safety. And yeah, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's really important to get it so you can go to like parties and like concerts and all of that.
San Mateo's clinic will continue this week. It's open tomorrow through Saturday. An appointment is needed.
New research this morning finds the Johnson & Johnson booster works well for people who originally had the Pfizer one. Researchers at the Beth Israel Medical Center in Boston studied 65 people who received two shots of the Pfizer vaccine. They gave 24 of the volunteers a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine and gave 41 the Johnson & Johnson shot. The J&J vaccine boosted the number of COVID-fighting cells twice as high as that of Pfizer's. For more information on the vaccines or how to find booster shots, check out our guide on KPIX.com. We are learning about a COVID outbreak at a school in Marin County. The school district says a family sent their two kids to school knowing that one of them had tested positive for the virus. This happened at Neil Cummins Elementary School in Corte Madera. The school district says a total of 8 kids eventually got the virus. 3 of those cases are believed to be due to school-based transmission. The county public health officer says this would have been preventable if the parents had followed protocol.
This is a violation, obviously, of just basic ethics, but it's also a violation of law in that there's an order in place that people who are infected with COVID-19 do isolate for 10 days. And if they are known to be exposed to someone, in most cases, they need to quarantine.
School officials say it doesn't appear that any of the children who contracted the virus had significant symptoms last month, and fortunately, none were hospitalized.
The owners of a popular South Bay restaurant say they will have to leave the country after they shut down their business. El Camino Mongolian Barbecue has been serving loyal customers in Santa Clara for 17 years. But COVID restrictions have taken a toll. And now the husband and wife owners have made the difficult decision to close down. They are in the U.S. on an investor visa, so closing means they must go back to their home country of South Korea within 90 days or risk being deported.
I love this restaurant, even though I'm sad. You know, I reached the American dream.
John says he has no regrets because his adult son and daughter now have successful careers in the U.S. He and his wife plan to spend their remaining time here with their children before heading back to South Korea in March.
We're hearing from a restaurant now facing backlash after employees refused to serve 3 San Francisco police officers. The workers say it was because they were intimidated by the guns the officers were carrying. The restaurant Hilda and Jesse has now apologized and says it was a, quote, teaching moment.
This is not about us versus them. This is about, you know, someone stepped in it, did some things that were less than ideal, and figuring out how do we go forward. You know, no one's perfect. And no one understands that better than the police department, who deal with a lot of imperfect situations and do the best they can.
The restaurant says it is in contact with the police department and is working on a way to move forward.
Right now, police in Napa are searching for a dine and dash suspect. Officers say this man, Shin Khan, has been eating at several restaurants across town, but when the bill comes, he sneaks out without paying. If you see him or have any information on his whereabouts, Napa police would like to hear from you. And police in Santa Rosa are asking for the public's help identifying a suspect involved in a shooting. This happened on Sebastopol Road around 9 o'clock Saturday night. Officers found a man who had been shot several times. He was taken to a hospital. He's in critical condition but is expected to survive. If you have any information on the shooting, you can contact Santa Rosa Police.
A former sheriff's deputy in Sonoma County is set to go on trial this week for involuntary manslaughter. The trial stems from a traffic stop in November of 2019. Now, deputies believe 52-year-old David Ward was driving a stolen car. Body cam video shows when Ward refused to get out, the deputy reached in and put him in a neck hold. Then he's accused of bashing his head into the door frame multiple times while another deputy shot Ward with a stun gun. Ward eventually died. The car he was driving was not stolen.
New information about a deadly plane crash in Tulare County. The small plane is registered to a Sacramento man. It took off from Sacramento on Saturday, landed in Visalia, and then crashed after takeoff from that airport. Investigators say darkness and fog made it hard to search for victims in the hours after the crash. 4 people were killed. A coroner is expected to release their names today.
New video out of Southern California shows the moments before a homeowner says several men crashed her party and held some people at gunpoint. Security cameras recorded two men walking down the side of her home Saturday while a holiday party was underway. Moments later, the suspects can be seen doubling back. Soon after, they come out of the walkway and enter the front gate. Once inside, the men encountered two party guests.
Threatened them and said, "You need to give me your wallet, iPhone." One of them was wearing an iWatch, and their jewelry.
LAPD says it is investigating more than 100 of these types of robberies in recent months. Fortunately, no one was hurt.